the Grohl. By Jim Fancher.
Chapter 18. Two red beans stood over the naked man with the puncture that spread blood over his stomach. Both understood the gravity of the situation. The larger of the red figures talked in a language that if the man was awake, he would not understand.
This is the way I found him.
The small winged red bean, small enough to fit in the hand of the dying man, flew down to where blood had leaked out of his torso. She spoke in the same foreign language.
I came for you as fast as I could.
The larger creature knelt down to look closer at the wound.
You can take care of this, can't you?
If he is still alive, yes, I can fix this.
Have you seen this work on humans?
It should.
But what if it doesn't?
You have no faith. That never helps.
The winged being floated above the wound. The bleeding had been reduced, but internally, blood was spreading through his organs. Blood had trickled down his mouth. The man, had he been conscious, would have appreciated what was happening next. A bright green glow formed around the flying red creature. The glow highlighted its features, its bald head, the little knobs that were its ears. The light made the silvery wings sparkle. The green light illuminated and amplified the contrast between the being's red skin against its green shorts and vest. The being then threw its hand forward as it threw a spray of glowing white dust at the wound. Its arm remained steady as the spray continued to pour into the wound as if it were a hose spraying water. The winged being let the spray continue for a few more seconds.
Is he supposed to do that?
It means he's alive.
That's good. Keep doing that.
The winged being let the spray continue for a few more seconds. Then she lowered her hands.
Why did you stop?
It's all I have for now.
The bleeding has stopped. He's alive. That's good, isn't it?
Yes, he is alive, for now. But I can only fix what we can see. I cannot make better what is inside.
The man still lay naked on the beach with his eyes closed. However, his stomach was rising and falling. His mouth panted for air, which was proving successful except for choking on the blood floating in his throat. Through blurry eyes, he looked up to see the small red being flying above him with the bright silvery wings.
Are you an angel?
The red being lowered itself closer to George's quivering lips.
Que suis-je?
Are you an angel?
Je suis quoi?
The larger creature smiled at George, trying to give him some reassurance. She looked up at the small being.
Il pense que vous êtes un ange.
Même pas proche.
The taller red creature knelt by the man.
If you had seen Rizia at the Sekava festival, you would know that no one ever confused Rizia with an angel. She's not the opposite, but not the same either. Nowhere near, but she has helped you. Was there a big party that Rizia and I didn't hear of?
George weakly touched where the wound had magically disappeared.
I was hurt. A stick had cut into my stomach. I was about to die. Well, what happened?
You will have to tell us how you got the hole in your stomach. But Rizia is a pixie, and she has the ability to perform great healing.
She did really good. Thanks.
The pixie flew down to George's bare stomach. She flew around his chest and shoulders, waving her hands.
Il ne guérira pas. Il est seulement un être humain.
The rest of what she said was a string of strange words and frantic gestures. The only word George understood was human, and he knew what she meant when she rubbed her stomach and then stuck her tongue out and dropped her head with her eyes closed. It represented death.
What did she say?
Rizia said that she took care of the hole in your stomach and stopped the bleeding. But I don't know what the word is in English, but while Rizia did perform a miracle, you need more miracles. Inside, you're still bleeding. It will not stop until more magic can be performed.
Okay, I'm ready.
Not that easy. Rizia did all she can do, but you need someone better in healing magic.
Can you get someone here?
The red creature looked to her small flying friend.
N'importe que peut venir ici?
The red creature weaved back and forth.
Aucun.
George was grateful for the miracle the pixie had performed on him.
This is just a sample of the audiobook, The Grohl.
keep returning to thegrowl.com to continue to see the progress on this story.